there is something in all of those lives and yours that is the same. One part of it links them all together. So that if you go looking, it's not hard to find what family of consciousness you are part of. Do you understand?
That's why I was asking, yes.
Yet, each part of your family is completely fresh and new. It's one of those conundrums. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's fine.
All right. Questions?
This is Bruce.
Bruce,
good
yes.
Day.
Welcome.
If we know that you do exist and so forth, I'm just curious on how we know when you're communicating with us, the regular earthly beings, as opposed to through a channel. Do we get various signals, or how does all that communication work?
That's a good question, Bruce, and it is different for all sorts of people. First of all, for us to communicate in the way we do, there are a number of reasons. Ever since the 40s, 1940s, 1950s, something like this, there have been programs on your planet to dissuade, and we are saying this quite politely, to dissuade any sorts of contact between humanity and off-planetary beings or other dimensional beings. And this contact has always gone on, but things happened after your planet tapped into atomic energy, after you started exploding atomic weapons, hydrogen bombs, etc. This began to create a huge disruption within, let's say, many fields of existence. Many doorways opened, many beings started pouring through, certain, let's say, military governmental organizations on your planet panicked, they became very threatened, and they made it a federal felony, as a matter of fact, for a human being to have contact with, let's say, an extraterrestrial. These are, let's say, legitimate laws that have been passed, or they are real. So, we come through in the form that we do because you say that you know we are real, but there are many people who think we are not real. That is fine. And so, if you government will not accredit that we could be real, how can they go after anybody that is talking to us or listening to us? Do you understand?
Yes.
It is one of these, let's say, safeguards. And many, many other beings use the same technique that we do. It is not easy on the human body to speak for others. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
It can create great wear and tear. That's why anyone doing this type of service has to be very strong physically and has to go through many emotional, spiritual, psychological initiations to keep refining and growing so that the nervous system becomes a fine-tuned, let's say, vehicle. So you will not, in general, find beings of other dimensions. We are others simply speaking through you. This is more of a vocation, an agreement. But you certainly will hear and feel the voices at times. You will sense impulses, you may sense dialogues, and this is learning to develop your senses in another way. How do you do this? Again, the same way that Priscilla was saying, how can I get in touch with the living library? You start to put your attention upon it. And how do you do that? It's very simple. I wonder. Wondering is absolutely a wonderful word. I wonder if anyone's out there sending me a message. I wonder what that squirrel is thinking. I wonder what that water knows or what those rocks know. And simply setting that wonder into motion is a signal to everything around you that you are curious and that you are open to communication. Do you follow this?
Yes, I do.
Good. Good. Does that help you?
Certainly does.
Now,